Right now.
It was in there.
Thank you for holding. Is this Cedra? Hi, Cedra. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing today?
I'm doing well.
That's what I like to hear. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara. She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing or how any of it works?
No. I don't have any questions right now.
Okay. She wanted me to pull up the price, so let me see what I could do for you. The major benefit to you is that we even have a listing available in that cleaning category.
I know. I
didn't, there's only three
that
show for your parish. We just have this one spot open, so let me see what I could do. How long have you been in business? It says close to 3 years or around 3 years here?
3 years, yeah.
Okay.
A little over 3 years.
Okay. And is it just you, or you have a crew?
No. Oh, no, no. I have a, well, the founding partner of the business, she's actually been in this business for 15 years.
Okay.
And then we have our employees as well.
Okay. How many employees do you have there?
Currently, and we're constantly hiring. We just hired someone. 1, 2, 3, 4, 6.
Okay. So you guys would be
six
able to
so
do
far.
Like commercial
he
contracts
two.
For Airbnbs
we
as well?
We do all that.
Okay.
We do all that, yeah.
Okay. All right, that's kind of what we're looking for out here. All right, and then Tara told me you're doing home.
We're primarily residential, but we do have some offices that we do. So,
okay. So mostly you want to do residential. Airbnb is kind of in that residential. It's just they'll have an agreement.
No, we do everything. We do.
Okay.
Airbnb, post-construction, post-event cleaning, it's different things. It's just the bulk of our service, of our clients, is residential clients.
Gotcha. Okay. Let me see what I could do for you here. Tara said you're doing Angie's right now. Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you like that service? Are you guys doing well?
We love it. We actually love it.
Okay. That's a good sign because they get a lot of their leads from Google. So we'll put you up there where people can call you directly without having to pay per lead or deal with the leads going to another competing company in the area.
Because they're awesome. Yeah, we've had wonderful we have no complaints with Angie.
Yeah.
We've gotten many new clients through Angie over the last couple of months.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good sign. If you could do well with that, then I know you'll do good on Google. So that makes me feel a lot better about the referral process. Well, here's what we're looking at, though, Cedra. So everything we do is month to month. You guys won't be asked to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. But the pricing with the new in business credit, you're going to be looking at $249 month to month, to be exact. It's normally $499, so the new in business credit cut it in half or reduced it by 50%.
Okay.
And then you'd be locked in at that deal. So you'll keep that deal as long as you're with us. There's no other charges. So you don't have any, like, lead fees, click fees, or call fees like you would with Angie. It's just that one flat monthly rate.
Well, we don't have any. We have a flat monthly rate with Angie.
Oh,
okay. We don't have a per. Yeah.
Yeah, they have different ways of setting it up. People tell me it's like, you know, they pay $500 or $600 and they take, like, $30, $40 off every lead. And then
I think they changed that. I think they're in the process of changing that. Instead of doing a per lead thing, because I think they're changing it. Thank you.
I don't know. I'm just going off of what my experience. I've been working here 12 years, so they were called Service Magic, yeah. And then they were called Home Advisor, and now they're called Angie's, you know, so, you know.
It was Home Advisor. Angie's List bought Home Advisor.
Well, Home Advisor's parent company bought Angie's List. It's the other way around.
It's Angie. Home Advisor didn't keep the name.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're the same company, though. Home Advisor still exists, and they're still owned by the same company. Yeah. So they do a lot of the same stuff if you look up FTC versus Home Advisor. But that's neither here nor there. I mean, we're a Google partner.
Right.
So this is all about the Google listing, and I'm pretty sure if you compare the two, you'll like being on Google a lot better. I know Home Advisor and Angie's both have utilized Google to get leads that they sell on that platform. Or that they provide to you. So
I have no idea.
I know that. They pay Google $8 million a month. So just with this, all we're doing is listing you independently for people to be able to contact you directly. Build your own Google profile, your own Google reviews and everything. They'll call you live from there.
Okay. So, now you said there wasn't a locked-in, like, contract?
No, it's all month-to-month. So, everybody you see on the first page is coming back on their own each month without any contract.
Okay, so at any time if we decide we just don't need it anymore or don't want to have it anymore, all we have to do is let y'all know?
Correct. Yep. And then we just stop all billings, and you would still keep everything. You still keep your Google business profile, all your reviews. You just won't see yourself on the first page of the search results as a top option for your services anymore.
Right. It'll just be a regular Google page.
Exactly. Yeah, they'll have to look up the Good Maids LLC in order to find it.
Okay. Okay. So how would this happen? What exactly would we need to do?
Yep, so I'd have to create your account right now and secure that position so you guys get the first page placement, and then we got to do Google verification, get you verified so you exist as an actual business on Google, a verified business. So there's a form they're going to send you in the mail, and then there's going to be a client interview that we'll need to do either later today or tomorrow, depending on your schedule. And then we'll customize the
tomorrow is a better day.
Okay. So I'll schedule it for tomorrow for the client interview, but I got to create your account and secure the position today.
Okay, and what we need to do today?
Okay, so let me create
the
account.
You said y'all going to send some paperwork in the mail?
Yeah, there's a PIN that's going to come in the mail, and then I'm also going to send you a receipt and everything in writing right now as well.
Okay.
Okay, so let me create the account first. Cedra, what's your last name?
Landro.
Landro?
L-A-N,
D-R-O?
No, L-A-N-D-R-E-A-U-X.
Oh my goodness, that is spelt like my middle name, Devereaux.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's French.
It's Creole, right? You're Creole?
Creole occasion. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, me too. It's crazy. Okay. We're out here in California.
Oh, I have family there too. They moved from that's where my dad is was raised. They were all born in this Vastry, this little town around New Orleans.
Uh huh.
But when he was little they moved to California.
Really?
Uh-huh. He was the only one born here. All his brothers and sisters were born in California.
That's interesting. people get so confused when they see my skin, and they don't know if I'm Puerto Rican or what. They go, what are you? I got some Creole blood in me. They go,
people that aren't used to us.
Yeah, they don't know what we are, huh?
The weird thing was people walking up to us talking Spanish. I'm like, I'm not Mexican.
Yeah. Yo no habla.
No speaking. I'm like, I'm like, no.
I get that a lot. Yeah. Or they ask if I'm Dominican. They say, are you from the Dominican? Are you Puerto Rican? No, no, no. They all think I have, like, Latino blood.
Now, what's weird is my brother, his oldest daughter, her mom is from is Dominican.
Oh, okay.
So you can imagine his daughter. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. It's probably beautiful, yeah. So.
Oh, she's absolutely stunning. My niece is stunning.
I got a sister where my dad's Creole, but my mom is like English, Irish, and French. Like, she's pretty much white.
Uh-huh.
So it's like,
yeah.
But my older sister, she got red hair from my mom's side, but that like tan Creole skin with green eyes.
Uh-huh.
Everywhere we go, people, oh my God, you're so beautiful. Your curly red hair, I never see. it's so annoying. Uh-huh. It's been happening my whole life. I'm like, wow, we get it. She's pretty. Okay.
Yeah.
Never seen anything like it. Okay, keep it moving. Yeah, but she has my niece.
My eyes, yeah.
They're her doppelgangers. Yep. It's beautiful.
Uh-huh. My eyes are green. My sister's eyes are hazel.
Wow.
And my brother's eyes are like, they have them as brown, but they're the weirdest looking
like
brown.
Light brown.
It's like they didn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. It's mixed. It's Creole.
But they're gorgeous.
Yeah. That's like my sister. I'm like, how did you get those color eyes with that red hair and then you got tan skin? Usually you see somebody with red hair, they're like really white, you know? She got real tan, pretty skin, but the eyes just pop. Yeah, I tell her all the time, you're really pretty. I love you. She's getting older now. But we have my baby nieces and three of them came out looking just like her. So now I'm in trouble. Like, uncle this, uncle that.
Yeah, you're
that.
In trouble.
Like,
that is,
yeah.
That's your nieces.
Yeah, it's
my
sister's kids. They all came out looking just like her. I got a baby boy. He looks mixed too, and, you know, everybody's, but not like her kids. Her kids came out with the colored eyes, so they're just, something else. Yeah, they look real different, real unique.
Yeah, you'll be like, you're going, you know, we don't know what our kids are going to look like.
Yeah.
Here. It's like,
you never
you might have one that look white.
Straight hair, curly hair.
And the next
That's
time,
what happened with me. I have a brother who looks more white and I look more black, like my dad's side.
Yeah.
But we're the same. People are like, what the heck, you guys are brothers? I'm like, yeah.
That's exactly how the three of us are. I took more of the white blood of the family. My skin is much fairer than my brother and my sister.
That's weird how that happens, huh?
My brother and my sister have that olive color skin.
Yeah.
That beautiful olive color skin like a Native American.
Yep.
And my hair color was more, like it had blonde. My hair in the sun looked like it had blonde and reddish streaks in it.
Yeah, that's
hair,
my son.
My brother's hair was pitch black.
Whoa.
Just like a
just
Native American
dark.
Name.
Yeah, like an Indian.
Dark. Oh, yeah. Gorgeous, gorgeous hair. Out of the three of us, my brother has the prettiest hair. I'm like, how is that?
Yeah, the boy. The guy one that don't need it. Yeah.
The one that can just cut it off.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hear you. That our siblings, we're like that. All four of us, we look different. Got an older sister,
totally
she got the red hair. My younger sister got the dark hair, extra curly.
Mm-hmm.
And then she don't have the colored eyes like me. So like the older two came out lighter and my older sister got kind of like a mulatto going on. Yeah, she got
exactly.
something different going on.
That's how I look.
Yeah.
That's me. I'm the one that came out more mulatto.
Yeah, me too. I'm like that
where
everybody's like,
hey,
what
hair,
are you? You mix.
Because my hair is naturally curly, but I'll straighten it. And if I straighten it, they think I'm straight up white girl.
Yeah, I hate when my sisters do that. I tell them all the time, like, don't fry your hair.
My younger sister loves it, though.
She loves
to straighten
it.
I wear it curly now. I wear it my natural. But,
yeah.
But even with that, because my hair is naturally curly, is these big nice, these pretty bouncy curls.
Mm-hmm.
But these days, they still think, wonder if I'm not white. And I'm like, I'm a mutt, okay?
Yeah, I'm
That's
everything.
That's what we are.
That's what you get when you get Creoles, yeah. We mix
Between
up a little
my
bit.
My mama's side of the family and my daddy's side of the family, mm-hmm. I have a little bit of almost everything in my blood.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but that's how it was. We did an ancestry thing, and we were just like, what? It was like English, Irish, French, Native American, African American, Creole. It was just
yeah.
so much. Yeah.
It was all over.
Yeah, we had like 6-7 different things we were mixed with. We were like, okay.
And I mean, our predominant, the one with the most was African, of course.
Yeah.
But it wasn't
that's
to the
my
percentage
dad's side.
You thought it was going to be.
You thought it was going to be like half, like close to 50% or more?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's not. Not at all.
When you get any kind of African American blood, it's gonna be mixed with some things, you know.
Mhm.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So,
so you spell your first name S E D R A?
No, T.
Oh.
T E D R A.
Tedra. So I'm calling you Cedra this whole time.
Oh, I didn't even hear that.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. And then last name is L-A-N-D-R-E-A-U-X?
That's it.
Got it. And then what's your business email where I could send everything in writing?
Office mm-hmm. at thegoodmaidllc.com.
Okay. And is this phone number we're on the best phone number for us and your clients to contact you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I can also give you my partner's name and number because we both take calls.
Yeah, I will add them. Let me create the account first, and then I'll go into settings and add a co-owner in there
okay.
or a manager. But right now I got to do this business profile so I could submit it to Google so you guys get that spot before somebody else tries to take it. What's your business a street address where the Google can send you a verification letter?
209
okay.
Timber Creek.
Timber
and
Creek.
And it's two different words. Timber, T-I-M-B-E-R.
Uh-huh.
And then Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Drive.
Oh, got it. Lafayette. Okay. And then that's 70506?
Yes.
Okay. And then how do you want the hours of operation for the business listed?
Monday through Friday, 7 to 4.
Monday through Friday, 7 to 4. Okay. And the weekends, you want me to put anything or close?
Saturday is by
appointment only?
It's a special request, appointment only. We,
okay.
You know, it just depends on the circumstance.
Yeah, I like it.
Certain things on Saturday, not every Saturday. It's very rare we work on Saturday, but like a post-construction, we tend to do maybe on a Saturday because then we have the full day to get it done.
Okay.
Things like that, or...
So you guys are doing post-construction cleanups? Like you have bins and everything? Rentals?
Are
you rental?
We've done a few. They're very scarce. It's not something we do often at all.
Okay. I'm like, if we promote you for it, though, it's going to be something you'll do a lot more. So that's kind of why I was asking. I'm like, is that something you want to promote? Because we'll list you for 15 different keywords or services at a time. So, you know, commercial cleaning, residential cleaning, Airbnb. You know, there's various different things we'll be able to list you for. I don't know if post-construction
okay.
cleanup's something you want to get more of, but, you know, that's kind of why I'm asking. Is that something you would want to advertise?
I think so.
Okay.
I know we get more of those, we'll have to hire more.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, what I'll do is I'll put it in the notes here, and then they're going to do a client interview with you. The client interviews, like I said, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes. We do have some times available today, but I could schedule it for tomorrow, too. What works best for you?
Yeah, that, I think that would be best tomorrow. Because I have to leave here in a few minutes.
Okay, I'm almost done. But what time is best for tomorrow?
Let me look at my calendar.
Okay. It'll be a pretty easy call. It's all over the phone. They're just going to go over, like, all the services, the area you cover. And then there is a website option as well. And that's charge to you.
A website, what do you mean?
A .com?
Okay, because we have one.
Oh, okay. So let me find it then. I'm going to attach it to the Google Business profile. I didn't have a website here for you, so I went and approved one without charging you anything for it. But if you have one already built, then we'll just use that one.
Yeah, I'm still in the process of getting, you know, updating and doing stuff. It's not my expertise.
Yeah. Well, if you need help with it, just let us know. Like, we want to make sure it represents you properly. So if there's something you need to change,
I know it needs some work.
Yeah.
But
I'm looking at it now. I see it.
We still need to.
What would you change?
You know,
about
trying
it?
To understand how. Trying to understand. I guess to me, it's lacking a certain professionalism in it.
It's very simple. I see what you
it's
mean.
It's very simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, like I said, it's not my expertise, but we wanted to have something. And sometimes we do get customers from there because we do have it in there for them to message us.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely going to pick up if I attach it to the Google Business profile.
So, yeah, that would be awesome. But, yeah.
Here, I'm going to send
you
a text.
So we utilize it. It's not like we have it and it's just sitting there.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do, Tedra. I'm sending you a text right now. These are our websites. If you click on that link, and if you want us to build one like this, which is a custom website for you, we'll do it. I'm not going to charge you any extra. It's just going to be a part of our services. But because you already have that domain name, you would need to give them access to that domain name so we could build it on that site rather than get you a whole different domain
name.
That would be
awesome.
Yeah, I got you. But any pictures or logo that you have that you want to use, you got to send it in to us.
Local Splash? That's
yep.
Y'all?
Uh-huh.
Okay, I'm going to take a look at that. I don't have to do it right now, right?
No, take your time. That's for you. And then I texted you an email if you want to send in pictures, and I'll send you my direct number, too, so I could help you if you need help. But I just wanted you to know that, you know, we'll make it look professional. You know, those are really nice sites, so we'll give it a nice upgrade.
Right.
Make sure you guys look good out
there. I appreciate
that. Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to have you on the first page and then feeling uncomfortable about what people are seeing, you know?
Right.
All right. But I got your account created. You said tomorrow. What's the best time for the client interview tomorrow?
Pretty much, let me see. What time she goes to work? 11. After 11 is the best time.
Okay, I'm going to schedule you between 11 and 12 tomorrow. I'm going to send you an invitation, and then I'm also going to text you 1 hour before.
Okay.
I'll text you at 10.
Good,
yes,
please. That would be great.
Okay. And then how did you want to secure the first month's payment of the $249?
Okay, I'm going to have to do it by call. Give me a second.
Okay, take your time.
What? Drop Sierra. I'm coming back.
Almost done.
I'm coming back. Ashley coming. She coming back to get you. Just give me a minute, okay? Give me a few minutes. I'm gonna be right back. Oh, Lord.
I'll go fast. We're almost done.
Because I have got to go.
I know. I hear you.
Okay. I have a card.
Okay. Is it under your name, the business name, or both?
It has both on the card. My name is Chedra, middle initial C. Landro is first, and then it has the Good Maid LLC right under it.
Got it. And then the address for this card is the same as the street address we're sending Google PIN?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'm ready for you, Chedra. Go ahead.
5451.
5451. 3000.
0622. 7067.
7067. Okay, and expiration date, month, and year?
What is it? 128.
Okay, and then there's a 3-digit code on the back.
235.
235. Okay. So the first month's payment's going to go through today. It's April 3rd, 2025. It's going to be in the discounted price of $249. Each month moving forward, it's going to set up to automatically renew on the third day, but you're going to keep that price of $249. I included the website for you at no additional cost, and I waived all the setup fees.
Yes.
So at any time, if you're ever unhappy, you could cancel at any time. Okay, I'm going to send this all to you in writing. There's no cancellation fees or penalties, anything like that. But if you are going to discontinue, just let us know before the next bill is due so we could stop it from automatically charging you. And that's it.
Okay.
But I'm going to send it all to you in writing right now. So you're going to get a receipt with an outline of the agreement. Sign off on that when you get a chance, and then look out for our phone call tomorrow. I got you locked in between 11 and 12.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, my number's in there too, so if you ever need anything, just give me a call, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, Ted, you have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
You too, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.